Macmillan Audio presents Playing the Game by Barbara Taylor Bradford.
Prologue. London, March 2007. Annette Remington sat at her desk, staring across the room at the painting, or rather at the photographic blow-up of the painting. It was propped up on the credenza, leaning against the wall in the ceiling light, carefully angled. Brought into focus. Her marvellous painting. Her masterpiece. Her Rembrandt. Well, not exactly hers anymore, for it now belonged to someone else, the anonymous buyer who had bid for it over the phone, won it for the staggering price of £20 million, the highest price ever paid for a work by the famous Dutch artist. What would he feel if he were alive? Would he have experienced the same thrill she had at the auction, as the price had risen and risen to that final staggering amount? Rembrandt had become something of a recluse after finishing the painting in 1657. Yet it had been in this period that he had created some of his greatest masterpieces. He had been unfashionable then. She smiled inwardly. He was hardly unfashionable now. It was gone, hanging on somebody else's wall, and all she had was the photographic blow-up. Anyway, it had never actually been hers. She had merely been custodian of it for a while. On the other hand, she had brought it back to life by having it cleaned and restored, and by singing about it, singing its praises to the world. That's what she thought she had done anyway. Others said rather mean-spiritedly that she had hyped it to death. Annette laughed out loud at the thought. No, not death. She had given it a new life.